KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
At the other end, another three-pointer is on the way. In and out that time from Haynes. Offensive rebound. Hammond throws it up and scores. All kinds of pressure inside, but Shelby Hammond already 9 points and five rebounds here for Amherst.
Tonight, it's a Ford County Conference doubleheader from Sumner as the SEM Mustangs battle the Amherst Broncos. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
This kind of lobs it into the backcourt, and Trent Pritchard will run it down. Travis Lyne stole the ball, goes in for the short jumper, it scores! Travis Lyne stole the basketball, and SEM has the lead, 55-54.
It's the final tune-up before next week's Fort Kearney Conference Tournament as both teams look for some momentum with a win tonight. It's the Broncos and the Mustangs coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Sumner with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Thursday Night Basketball, Luplat Conference style, here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. As we get ready for high school basketball between the SEM Mustangs and the Amherst Broncos. Doug Duda with you here on this New Tech Seed pregame show, where our girls' game should be a pretty good one. You've got 10-6 SEM and 12-3 Amherst. SEM, though, has dropped their last two ball games, so they're looking to get back in the win column. It has not been an overly productive January for them. They beat Axtell in a solid ball game to start off January, then have losses to Arcadia by a bucket, Sargent and Eustis Farnham. Wins over some overmatched Litchfield and Pleasanton teams are the two wins since that time. Where for Amherst, they continue to do some great things. They're on a seven-game winning streak after losing in the championship game of their holiday tournament to state-rated Kearney Catholic, a C1 top 10 team. And that, they closed to 4 points, lost it by four. Since then, they've won those seven in a row, including that amazing 15-point comeback of the fourth quarter at Gibbon last week. And right now, they are looking real tough as the top seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, where we will be next Monday at Amherst for girls' quarterfinal action. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's first game of the doubleheader between Amherst and SEM in a minute.
Now's the time to get in touch with your Pioneer sales professional to learn more about our early pay savings program options. You can choose from more than one payment period, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll see the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before January 21st to take advantage of Pioneer's next early pay incentive. For more information, contact your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9, where they are honoring Sarah Simmons before tonight's starting lineups. Got her 1,000th career point last week in the game against Eustis Farnham. Still a pretty good accomplishment no matter what level of basketball you're at. Now look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. For Amherst, number 3 is a 6-foot junior, Shelby Hemmon. Number 23 is a 5'10 sophomore, Jessica Fernandez. Number 32 is a 5'4 senior, Mariah Tommenheim. Number 35 is a 5'8 sophomore, Katie Klingelhofer. And number 42 is a 5'6 senior, Kylie Haynes. The head coach of the Lady Broncos is Mickey Eckhout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer, Ruth Christensen, and Kaylee Randall. They're 12-3 on the season. For SEM, number 14 is a 5'4 senior, Deidre Brooks. Number 22, a 5'5 junior, Tabitha Anderson. Number 24, 5'10 senior, Sarah Simmons. Number 40, 5'8 senior, Nissa Brown. And number 50, 6-foot senior, Megan Berg. The head coach of the Mustangs is Ron Long, assisted by Stephanie Shaw. They are 10-6 on the season. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. The opening tip is next.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, best of luck to tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Sarah Simmons and Shelby Hemmon, two of the best players in the conference, will jump center, and it's going to be SEM to get the basketball. They'll move from left to right, put it in the hands there of Deidre Brooks. Comes into the right-hand corner, trying to get it to Simmons on a back cut. It'll be deflected out of there. Man-to-man, Katie Klingelhofer has drawn the defensive assignment of guarding one of the all-time greats here at SEM in Sarah Simmons. Both teams have a couple of girls that are out. Coming into tonight's game, Kiana Leach is out for Amherst with an ankle injury. Lauren Ibaugh is ill for SEM as the inbound pass comes to Berg. Her 8-foot floater is going to come up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Nissa Brown. Out top Simmons, she'll force the jumper from 16 off the glass. It's good, and Sarah Simmons will get SEM on the board. It's 2-0 on the opening possession here. As they post up Hemmon, try to double-team her. Berg will be a handful for Hemmon tonight. Kick it on the left wing. The jumper to start the game is Kylie Haynes. It's no good. And Berg will get the rebound. SEM could pull the upset here tonight. That would really open things up in that conference tournament next week, which should be a dandy. And down low, we're going to have a foul called on Amherst that's going to send the Mustangs to the line. Tabitha Anderson got it in deep and hit the deck as she was blocked pretty hard. Kind of a double-handed stuff block there. And the free throw is up, and it is in by Tabitha Anderson. 3-0 the score. The foul was on Shelby Hemmon. Second free throw also good. So Anderson hits them both, and a 4-0 start here for the Mustangs. Amherst basketball. From time to time when we've seen them, they get off the slow starts. The Kearney Catholic game made a comeback. Of course, the Gibbon game made a comeback and won that one. A couple of other games earlier this year, they hung with Ainsworth for a long, long time before putting them away in the holiday tournament. And Pleasanton, that one started off a little slow for them as well. But Amherst gets a shot on the right wing. It's no good by Tobenheim, and another rebound here for Megan Berg. The coach Long can't come away with much better first minute and 10 seconds. He's up 4-0. He's got a foul on the best player on the other team in Hemmon. And he's got Berg with a couple of rebounds. Here's Anderson driving in. Back out to Berg. Free throw line jumper is going to stick and fall. It just wedged on the back of that iron. And Megan able to knock it down. And SEM is up 6-0 here. And we haven't played 90 seconds. As they try to get it to Hemmon down low. She's too far underneath. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Missed it again. Got her own rebound. Missed it for a third time. Got it again. Back up and in. And that's a way to pad the stats. Shelby Hemmon, 3 rebounds, and finally able to get that ball in. 6-2 SEM with 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. Handling the ball, Tabitha Anderson on pressure. Bounce pass to Berg at the top of the circle. Berg holds the ball, swings it over to the left side for Deidre Brooks. Brooks working the left side, trying to get Simmons set up on a pick, and she ends up walking with the basketball, wave off the bucket. Little miscommunication there between Brooks and Simmons, a pair of seniors. They start 4 seniors in Anderson, the junior. And SEM is going to get the ball right back because the Amherst Broncos can't handle the pass. So the first turnover of the ball game goes against Amherst. 2 minutes in, it's 6-2. Mustangs with the lead. Brooks will bring the ball up the floor. Good pressure defense here by Amherst, who's got a little height out there. 5'10", 6 foot, 5'8". Ball knocked away. Klingelhofer tries to make the steal, does make the steal, and trying to slow her down. Sarah Simmons will be called for the foul. So the first foul of the game on SEM, and it'll be Amherst ball at midcourt. Red and white here. Fernandez has it into Hammond. Double team kicked into the corner. Three-pointer on the way and in for Mariah Tavenheim. And Amherst has cut the lead to one. 6-5 SEM. Mustangs got the first six. Now reaching in and tapping it away is Tavenheim, but can't get out of there with it. Good job by Anderson to retrieve the basketball. Trying to force it to Simmons down low. It's deflected to Berg, and she'll lay it up and in. Little patty cake in the lane, and Megan Berg puts the trash away. Fast break the other way. Hammond the trailer gets it. Attack. Shoots. No good. Rebound brought down by Sarah Simmons. Simmons trying to beat everybody back. Left-handed layups over everything. And then Hammond goes over the back to get the rebound. Nissa Brown had good position. And Shelby Hammond has committed her second foul 3 minutes in. And so she will come to the bench. And checking in will be Mackenzie Bergstrom. This ought to be a huge advantage for SEM. Let's see if they get that ball inside to Berg. They run her around on the inbounds play, and she gets trapped. Good defense in there by Haynes. Got to handle the basketball as Berg was trying to take the shot, and she ended up losing her balance, and SEM will turn it over. 8-5 Mustangs, and we've only played 3 minutes in the basketball game. Amherst basketball, what will they do? They'll shoot threes. It's on the way. No good by Haynes. Rebound pulled down by the Broncos, but back up and in by Mariah Tavenheim. So Tavenheim has 5 of the first 7 points, and it's 8-7. If Amherst can hang in there now with Hammond on the bench, that will allow Coach Eckhout to leave her over there and work the clock. Draw a little more time as Berg. Dangerous pass to Simmons, and it goes out of bounds. Almost made a heck of a grab as Berg tried to throw over the top of the man-to-man defense. And now Amherst has the ball and a chance to take the lead after being down 6 early. Long outlet pass deflected out of bounds by Nissa Brown. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Sumner, Amherst, and the World Wide Web. As always, KKPR.com. Tonight on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sutton, Sandy Creek, and that's going to be a great girls basketball game, both unbeaten at 6:15. As the jumper here is put up and no good by Jessica Fernandez. Simmons on the backside will grab her second rebound, and Sarah will push the ball up the floor. Left-hand dribble and just running right up and making contact with her is going to be Kylie Haynes. Haynes is going to try and poke the ball away. At the same time, Simmons changed direction, and pretty good collision there. That'll be the third foul on the Broncos. Inbounds pass comes to Brooks. Hasn't been a lot of substitutions in this ball game, and SEM won't do it. And the same thing again. Amherst, instead of trying to rub off a screen, just running into people. And Mariah Tavenheim with the foul. Her first, fourth foul on the team. Jeff Wolf, Todd Brocious are our officials as SEM tries to lob it into Berg, and it's well covered. Jessica Fernandez will steal it away. Up the floor comes Amherst with Katie Klingelhofer. Tries to kick it off to Haynes, and it goes out of bounds. Simmons knocked it away. 8-7 SEM, 3:47 to go here in quarter number one. And it'll be Lady Bronco basketball. Working around the Mustang zone now. Get it into the paint. Turnaround jumper deflected. Mackenzie Bergstrom comes up short. Nissa Brown grabs the basketball and gets it to Brooks in the front court. Deidre guarded out top there by Haynes, the man-to-man, works around the pick. They don't switch. Get it inside to Berg. Berg's open. Shoots. Scores. And another foul. Amherst right now not moving their feet. That's what Coach Eckhout will probably be telling them at the next break. And Mariah Tavenheim with her second foul. And Megan Berg, a chance to complete the three-point play. She doesn't waste any time at that free throw line. Grabs it and scores. And a substitution for the Mustangs. Here comes Bailey Swanson into the ball game. So Berg has 7 of the 11 SEM points. And the Broncos bring the ball up, trailing by 4. With it is Klingelhofer. Trying to get it inside again to Bergstrom. In the left-hand corner, 16-footer on the way, and it bounces around and in for Mariah Tavenheim. Tavenheim has loved that left-hand corner. Hit a game winner there in that corner last year at home and continues to score a lot of points from that spot against the Mustang zone. Anderson trying to dribble through traffic around 1-2, puts the jumper up on the right wing, no good. Berg steals that basketball down on the rebound, puts it up and in. The Amherst fans wanted it over the back, but Berg just kind of reached around and tapped it to herself. Now a fast break the other way, and Tavenheim takes another jumper that's all the way around and out. No good. Offensive rebound, Bergstrom. And she'll be fouled. Boy, these girls are not wasting any time here tonight. They are getting right after it. And the shot from the free throw line for Mackenzie Bergstrom. First free throws. Foul was on Megan Berg, her first. And the free throw bounces off the back of the iron. No good. 13-9, SEM, in what's been a pretty entertaining first quarter of play so far. Now the second free throw for Bergstrom. And McKenzie will put this one up, and it rolls in. So she gets one of two, and it's 13-10. They'll put some pressure on, and it's going to be stolen away by Bergstrom. Bergstrom steps right to the passing lane, makes the steal, and now a three-pointer off the way and drained by Katie Klingelhofer. And just that quick, four-point turnaround, and we are tied at 13 with 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. The pressure forces another turnover. Klingelhofer with the steal. Try to get it over to Fernandez. They throw it behind Crystal, and Amherst will give it right back. Crystal Fernandez, Colby Klingelhofer, both on the floor right now for the Amherst Broncos. Kylie Haynes is out there along with Mackenzie Bergstrom and Katie Klingelhofer. Offensively, it's going to be SEM basketball. Not much change there. Sarah Simmons dribbling around, gets it to Berg on the right elbow. Megan with her back to the bucket, looks for a cutter, fires it into the corner to Anderson. Anderson dumps it back off to Simmons. Good ball movement. They'll get it into the hands there of Sarah. She'll put the three-pointer up and in. Sarah hits the first three-point attempt of the ball game for SEM, and it's 16-13. Fast break the other way. Fernandez in the paint. Kicks it back out, reverse it right side. Three-pointer, Colby Klingelhofer, good. Well, these kids must have watched old Jimmer last night because they're hitting everything. It's 16-15. They're going to say it's just a two-point bucket, evidently, for Colby. They only put 2 points on the board, so it's 16-15 SEM. Still a minute and a half to go in the first quarter as Anderson works off the pick. Runs right into Bergstrom, lost the basketball. Six turnovers for SEM. It's feast or famine, score or turn it over. And now Amherst has a chance to take the lead. Colby Klingelhofer way out on the right side, dumps it into the corner to Haynes. Haynes kicks it back out to Fernandez. Down to the low block, they'll get it inside. Turnaround jumper too strong by Bergstrom. Offensive rebound back up and in by Kylie Haynes. Her first bucket of the ball game. And that'll make it 17-16 Amherst. A minute to go in the first quarter. We've seen half times and third quarter scores that weren't this high the last couple of weeks. So it's entertaining so far. Berg comes off the low pick, puts it up and in. Nice assist into Megan. She's got 11 points. 18-17 as Amherst pushes it up the floor. And again, remember, Shelby Hemmons been on the bench for about 5 minutes with those two fouls, and Amherst is hanging right in there, down by one. Kick it over on the right side. How about trying a three-pointer? It's no good by Katie Klingelhofer. Ball is going to go out of bounds to SEM. Amherst is 2 of 4 beyond the arc, and back into the ball game will be Jessica Fernandez. Mustang's going to bring in some help here. Deidre Brooks re-enters. Miranda Pierce is going to come in as Coach Long going to try and give some of his girls a rest here at the end of this quarter with just 27 seconds left. It's been a track meet. They're going to be tired. I would imagine it'll slow down here in the second quarter. Simmons, top of the key, fires the three. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound is going to be knocked away, and it ends up in the hands there of Klingelhofer with 10 seconds. Katie swings it over to Colby. Colby into the paint. 6 seconds. Bounce pass knocked away. Steal is made. Simmons, will she get a shot before the buzzer? Pulls up at the free throw line and drains it. Great basketball awareness by Sarah Simmons. Knew she couldn't get all the way to the hoop and hit the 15-foot runner. Well, that's the best girls' quarter we've seen maybe all year. After one, it's SEM 20 and Amherst 17. And we'll be back with more basketball in a minute on Classic Hits.
Dine in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Lamhurst will get the ball to start the second quarter. They'll waste no time. Tobenheim's going to take a jumper. No good. Long rebound comes out to Sarah Simmons. Hustles it into the front court. Tries to get by Fernandez. Takes a pull-up jumper. Contested and hits it. Simmons hits the 12-footer on the right wing, and it's 22-17 SEM. At the other end, the ball gets knocked into the band, and it'll be an Amherst turnover. Now, SEM has 22 points, but 20 of them are from two players. Berg with 11, Simmons with 9. For Amherst, Tobenheim leads the way with 7, and they've had 6 different players score. Amherst looks like a little bit more depth in this ballgame. Simmons, turnaround jumper at the free throw line, sticks on the iron, won't go. Shelby Hammond gets her 4th rebound. She starts the second quarter after being down for 5 minutes with those 2 fouls in the first quarter. Long 3, Colby Klingelhofer comes off the front of the iron, no good. And Deidre Brooks will grab the loose ball. Needs some help here and finds Simmons. In the first quarter, SEM 6 turnovers, Amherst 3. Rebounds 7 for the Mustangs, 6 for Amherst. Amherst was 2 of 4 from 3-point land. SEM was 1 of 2. Free throws, SEM 3 of 3. Amherst 1 of 2. And it looks like they're trying to catch their breath right now. The Mustangs holding on to the ball with Bailey Swanson now. Not a lot of movement. Berg is on the bench. So that takes away that post play, and that leaves pretty much Sarah Simmons. And Hammond's on her. Simmons, 19-footer, top of the key, will not go. The ball is tipped there by Swanson, but she can't grab it. Fernandez has it for Amherst. And Colby Klingelhofer will bring it across the timeline. Again, Leach out with an ankle injury as they force it back door. And there's Hammond. Catches, shoots, and score. 4 points for Shelby, and it's 22-19 SEM. 6:20 to go here in the first half. Up the floor, Simmons. The lane is open. Cut off now. Good defense by Jessica Fernandez. They'll try to get it inside. Ball tipped away. Nice save there by Pierce. Back over to Simmons, right side of the key. Looks for some movement. A lot of players waiting to check in here. Let's see if they burn a timeout to get them in as the ball is deflected away by Crystal Fernandez, and then a foul is going to be called. Trying to get the ball back. The foul is on the Mustangs. And let's see which one of the two it was called on. That'll be the 7th turnover for SEM. Just their 3rd foul, but they did not. Now they're posting it. It's on Sarah Simmons, so she's got 2. So Simmons and Hammond both have 2 fouls here. And Simmons reaches in and knocks the ball away from Jessica Fernandez. 5th Amherst turnover. Brings it all the way down. Can't get a shot away. Kicks it back out to Anderson. Tabitha to Berg, who's re-entered. Now to Simmons. Contested 3. Up and in. Good-looking shot for Sarah Simmons. Her 2nd 3, and she's got a dozen points. 25-19, the lead back to 6. Coast to coast, driving in is going to be Klingelhofer. Then kick it back out to Haynes, who fires it out. Looking at a 3, Jessica Fernandez instead takes a dribble. Inside, 8-footer, no. Megan Berg will get her 4th rebound. 25-19 here in our girls' game. The Lady Mustangs lead it with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Great first quarter production. Simmons on the pick and roll, and it doesn't work. Trying to get it to Berg. Tracks it down, though, and saves possession. Over to Brooks. Back up Simmons. Top of the key. Wide open 3. Won't go that time. And the rebound to Megan Berg. Second chance here to Brooks. She drives, puts up a 7-footer, and hits it. Deidre Brooks with her first bucket of the ball game. And the largest lead now of the evening is 8 points, 27-19. Neither team has used the timeout yet. Up top, a walk's going to be called. Good call there as Klingelhofer caught the ball, and then Katie just flat-out shuffled her feet while she was trying to decide what to do. And that'll be the 6th turnover here for Amherst. Re-entering the ball game, Bailey Swanson for SEM. 27-19, the ball comes into midcourt to Brooks. 3-on-3, trying to get it to Berg. They sag on her. Megan still catches it. Her turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound blocked down by Nissa Brown. Her putback is blocked out of bounds by Shelby Hammond. And so the Mustangs will get the basketball underneath their own hoop. Stretch everybody along the free throw line extended. Lob it out top to Anderson. Gets the pick from Berg. Takes the jumper. It's going to come up short. Offensive rebound by Bailey Swanson. Swanson dribbles into the corner and needs some help. Pass deflected away. Good defense, and Shelby Hammond now will push the ball up the floor for the Broncos. Looking to go all the way, can't. Hits the trailer, and Haynes. Haynes into the corner for a 17-footer. No, they're going to say it's a 3. It's no good, but Hammond's got the rebound. Back up and in, and Shelby down with 6 points and 5 rebounds. 27-21, SEM. midway through the second quarter. Here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com, great crossover by Brooks. Goes right by her defender. 14-footer no good. Offensive rebound inside by Brown. Kicks it out to Anderson for a 17-footer. Shot no good. Hemmen trying to get out of traffic with the ball and does. Outlet pass to the other end. Going to be deflected out of bounds off SEM trying to get it to Tavenheim. And now after a rest, Sarah Simmons re-enters. And also back in Miranda Pierce. Pierce, Simmons, Brooks, Berg, and Anderson on the floor defensively for SEM. Inbounds pass to Amherst. They're going to try Klingelhofer. 18-footer no good. And the only person in the paint is Megan Berg to grab the rebound. Gives it off to Brooks. 27-21. As we expected, the scoring pace has definitely slowed here in the second quarter. It was 20-17 after one. Anderson to the high post. Swings it over to Simmons. Berg outside the paint. Back to Sarah. Right corner. Three-pointer good. Sarah Simmons adding to that 1,000-point total that she was able to eclipse last week against Eustace Farnham. Nice play there. And at the other end, Klingelhofer steps on a foot, loses the ball. Berg has it. Simmons up the floor, goes all the way around. Hemmen missed the shot. Backside rebound. Brooks back up and in. Deidre Brooks with her second bucket. And it's now an 11-point SEM lead. And I'm a little surprised Coach Eckout hasn't used the timeout here. She's going to go to the bench and trying to make a steal. Anderson's going to commit the foul. Tabitha with her first personal foul. It's the fourth team foul. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats of this ball game, preview the boys' game, which will be next. And now there is a timeout on the floor by Amherst. 2:46 to go, first half. SEM 32, Amherst 21 on Classic Hits.
As a proud supporter of the community, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning in Sumner would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Slyker Heating and Air in Sumner.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Jim Langan and all the folks here at SEM for their hospitality. Seeing a good one, but right now, the favorite Amherst Broncos down 11 on the road. Closest rivals here in the FKC. Driving in, Sarah Simmons is going to block the shot of Jessica Fernandez and come away with a basketball. So out of the timeout, not able to execute, and Simmons at the other end takes a turnaround jumper in the paint, no good. Rebound brought down by Klingelhofer. Katie, outlet pass right wing, finds Tavenheim. Mariah backs in, falls down, loses the basketball. Eighth turnover for Amherst. Sarah Simmons will come up the floor, doesn't have numbers, and just going to slow it down. Give it to Anderson. Girls are ready for halftime and a little bit of a breather. 32-21 Mustangs. Pierce way out on the left wing against the Amherst man-to-man. I'll tell you what, SEM has done an outstanding job again. Megan Berg's on the bench, so they get it inside to Simmons. Back out to Brooks. Tries to dump it to the left-hand corner to Pierce. When Simmons and Berg aren't both out there, it's a little interesting. A timeout going to be called here by SEM because they nearly turned the ball over on an over and back. So timeout here by SEM. It's going to be another 30. 1:53 to go first half. It's still 32-21 Mustangs.
Stryker Tractor Service is a proud supporter of all the athletes in tonight's game. Stryker Tractor Service is the only name you need to know for great service in your area. Good luck, team, from Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
As we come back to action, the Mustangs at midcourt lob it all the way down to Berg, and there she is again for her 13th point of the basketball game, and it is 34-21 Mustangs. Amherst needs to get something going here before the half. They're going to fire an outside jumper, no good. Rebound put back up and in. No, it kicks out. Fernandez thought it was in. It didn't go, and now Anderson has it for SEM. A minute and a half to go here in the second quarter, 34-21 Mustangs. They have held Amherst to just 4 points here in the quarter, but the ball is deflected away and the steal is made. Coming up with it is Mackenzie Bergstrom. Gives it off to the trailer. The shot is up. It rolls off the rim by Jessica Fernandez, and it goes out of bounds to Amherst. So you got Shelby Hammond on the bench with a couple of fouls for Amherst. And right now, Berg and Simmons are both in there for the Mustangs. Those are kind of the mainstays. Toppenheim is in the game for the Amherst Broncos as they get it down low, and the turnaround jumper missed. Oh, a good look. Couldn't get it to go, and uh-oh, Sarah Simmons comes down on a foot. We've got an injury to Sarah Simmons trying to get the rebound, and she stepped right on the foot of an Amherst player and has twisted her ankle. And so they are going to take a break here and take a look at Sarah, and hopefully nothing major. With 1:01 to go in the first half, it's 34-21, SEM leading Amherst, and we'll take a break and be back after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, Sarah Simmons has been helped off the court here, and we resume our game. They're going to take her to the locker room with a minute to go, and in the backcourt, the ball is stolen away, and going in for the layup and scoring is Mackenzie Bergstrom. And this is, unfortunately, just what Amherst needs, a chance to get Simmons out of the ball game. They didn't want to do it by injury, and now it's up to SEM to try and work some clock here. Brooks with it on the right wing. Back up to Berg. SEM probably should pull it out and play for one. They lead it by 11 with 30 seconds to go in the first half of play. Brooks dribbling around. Eventually, they'll be looking to get it to Berg, but she's double-teamed. They still lob it into her. She still catches it. She still shoots, and she's fouled. Megan will go to the line. She's one of one with 13 points and 6 boards in the first half. Two shots coming up for the senior post player, Megan Berg. And the first one, no good. And the foul was on Toppenheim, and that's her third. So not a lot of fouls in the first half, but the two or three players that have them have a bunch. Now Berg to shoot the second free throw, and it's good. There would have been a lane violation on Amherst, but it didn't matter. Berg put it up and in. 35-23 at the other end. A 19-footer is up. No good by Haynes. And the rebound brought down by Deidre Book. Still 10 seconds to go here to Anderson. Anderson gets into the paint, kicks it back out to Brooks. Didn't know how much time, just threw it up. It goes into Berg's hands, who puts it up and in. And SEM has done everything right here in the first half of play. Megan Berg grabs the loose ball and scores. And now, with Sarah Simmons, we'll have to see as they take her in to look at that right ankle. But a good, good first half for the Mustangs of SEM, who had been beaten by Sargent by 16 and a 4-point loss to Eustace Farnham last week. But they came out a-blazing here with 37 first-half points. And your score at the half, the SEM Mustangs 37 and the Amherst Lady Broncos 23. Amherst is going to have to come from behind yet again. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Eddyville, Miller.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now's the time to get in touch with your Pioneer sales professional to learn more about our early pay savings program options. You can choose from more than one payment period, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll see the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before January 21st to take advantage of Pioneer's next early pay incentive. For more information, contact your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to halftime activities here at SEM High School. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And your score here at the half, in a little bit of a surprise, it's SEM 37 and Amherst 23. We'll take a look at the first half stats in just a little bit. An update on Sarah Simmons. I'm not a doctor, but they brought her upstairs, and she trotted down and threw here on her own power. So I expect that Sarah will be back in the second half. That's great news, because you never know with those things. It might have been more than tonight. And I know with the conference tournament coming up next week, SEM has to have Sarah Simmons if they hope to advance on. Well, the boys' game is coming up next year on Classic Hits 98.9. And I guess who would have thought that Amherst would be the one on kind of a little bit of a roll coming into this one, because they've had a tough season so far. And Coach Clark Ribble joins us here at the half. And I'll tell you, it has to probably feel pretty good the last few days around Amherst. The Monkeys off the back got a win the last time out against Elwood. And, Coach, that has to take a little pressure off.
You know, it really did. It came down to, we had a great practice on Monday. It was very competitive, and that carried over to our win on Tuesday. And, you know, we're looking to keep the train rolling.
I know when I said we went into the holiday tournament, and at that time 0-5 or 0-6 as things panned out, but four of those games were right down to the end of the ball game, you know, 2-4, 6-point losses. That didn't necessarily translate when you started January. Where have you seen the changes in this team? Now, I'm not saying there's dramatic or drastic changes, but where have you seen a little bit of the improvement that's making you play better?
You know, I really think it comes down to experience. We have two guys that played a lot last year, and, you know, we're starting three guys that haven't seen much varsity experience. So I think that is the biggest difference from the beginning of the season until now. Just guys feeling comfortable on the varsity level.
You're used to having, over the past few seasons at Amherst, there's always been, and it's usually a Cassin, a big guy in the middle that can kind of help you out. If you got a big guy in Class D basketball, I mean, you had Alex, of course, and great shooting guards, but don't have that 6'6", 6'7", presence this year. Has that taken a while to get used to?
It has taken a while to get used to, but I don't look at our size as a disadvantage. I always tell our kids, we're going to use our size to our advantage. And, you know, for us, that means we have to space the floor and use our speed.
That is something that has always been fun about watching the boys, is maybe getting up and down the floor. Did you have to control that a little bit when you found out early in the year that maybe that wasn't the style that was going to work so much this year?
I guess kind of. You know, we have to pick our spots, but I still think we're better when we run than when we have to slow it down. I think, if we have opportunities to run, we're going to look to run still.
What about tonight's game with SEM? They're kind of the opposite. They got off to such a hot start, and now they've kind of hit the slides here, lost four in a row. Six of their last seven, still an 8-7 ball club. What do you scout? Give us your scouting report on them.
Well, they're tough, and in their building, they're doubly tough. So, you know, this place is going to be rocking. They've got some great athletes. They've got some scorers. You know, I know that they've been down a little bit in the last month, but you know, they started off 8-3. So this is a good ball club. This is a good ball club.
Neither team, which is amazing, neither team has a senior on the entire roster. So I guess you guys, these kids are very familiar with each other because they've played against each other since they picked up a basketball.
That's true. And I look at that as a positive, where we have years to grow. You know, it's not a one season and then we're going to lose a bunch of kids. And I think, you know, Coach Irwin thinks the same thing. We haven't talked about it, but, you know, I'm sure he thinks, you know, it's just a building process. It's, you know, getting kids experience this year, And, you know, they have to learn how to win, and then they're going to progress through the years.
Well, Coach, we're looking for another good ball game. I tell you, if you guys can get up and down the floor like these girls have, that'd be something. But good luck tonight, and good luck in the conference tournament starting Saturday.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, bud. That's the head coach of the Amherst Broncos, Clark Ribble, joining us here at the half of our girls' game. 37-23, SEM has the lead here at home. And we'll be back and look at the first half numbers right after this timeout.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers now. First off, for Amherst, Shelby Hemmen, 6 points, 5 rebounds, and a blocked shot. She only played 3 minutes in the first quarter because of a couple of early fouls. Colby Klingelhofer, 2 points. Jessica Fernandez has a rebound. Mariah Tommenheim, 7 points and a rebound. Katie Klingelhofer has 3 points, 2 rebounds. Kylie Haynes, 2 points. Mackenzie Bergstrom, 3 points and a rebound. 6 rebounds in each quarter. 1 of 2 at the line in the first quarter. Did not attempt one of the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first. 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers for the Broncos, 3 in the first, 5 in the second. Mariah Tommenheim has 3 fouls. Shelby Hemmen, 2. 17 points in the first quarter, but just 6 in the second. And at the half, Amherst, 23 points, 12 rebounds. 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 8 turnovers. For SEM, Deidre Brooks, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Tabitha Anderson, 2 points and a rebound. Sarah Simmons, 15 points, 4 rebounds and a block, and she's not the high scorer. Bailey Swanson has a rebound. Nissa Brown, 4 rebounds. And Megan Berg, 16 points, 6 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for the Mustangs, 6 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Sarah Simmons has 2 fouls, nobody else with more than 1. The Mustangs put up 20 points in the first quarter and 17 more in the second. At the half, 37 points, 19 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 3 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 10 turnovers. At the half, 10-6 SEM leads 12-3 Amherst, 37-23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Dine in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at SEM. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. To start the third quarter, it will be SEM ball. And now I did not see Sarah Simmons out there shooting at halftime, and I don't see her on the bench. She is not going to start this second half. Saw her running through here, or trying to earlier at halftime. Sprained her ankle or turned her ankle with a minute to go in the half, so she's still getting work on that, and maybe they're still trying to wrap it up. We'll see if she comes back. But right now, Deidre Brooks has it. Tries to shuffle it into Megan Berg, and fighting for it, Jessica Fernandez will get the steal. And in the backcourt, they turn it right back over. So SEM will get it again. Amherst had it, then they threw it away. Looks like the original five out there for Amherst. Hemmen, Fernandez, Tobenheim, Katie Klingelhofer, Kylie Haynes. And for the Mustangs, with Simmons out, they have put Bailey Swanson on there with Brooks, Anderson, and Berg and Brown. Into Berg, in the paint, turnaround jumper from seven. She's up, she's in. Megan Berg always finds a way to get that shot up. Good-looking shot. Fast break the other way. Berg runs the floor, denies the entry pass to Hemmen, and out of bounds it goes. And it'll be Amherst basketball underneath their own hoop. They'll try to lob it into Hemmen. Fadeaway jumper off the glass, up and in. Shelby was going to shoot no matter what, and she drains a tough one, and it's 39-25. A 14-point lead here at home for SEM. Left elbow, they get it to Berg. One dribble over Hemmen, who's cared to do much here with those two fouls, but she can play a little tougher. Forces her to miss the shot. Hemmen gets the rebound. Up the floor with it is Hemmen. Gives it underneath. She'll score. Back-to-back buckets here for Shelby Hemmen, and it's 39-27. As up the floor, handling it's Tabitha Anderson. Working there defensively, Katie Klingelhofer. Anderson dribbles around a little bit more. Finally gives it to Berg, who is at the top of the key. Nothing going, so coming over to grab it is Deidre Brooks, and they'll reset the offense. Amherst still staying in that man-to-man. Hemmen trying to slow down Berg. SEM does a good job running a lot of picks here. Team that's been very good, has some state tournament appearance and experience under their belt. Brooks gets the pass from Berg, 10-footer up and in. I tell you what, it makes you look a lot better when you make the open shots, and SEM is shooting lights out here tonight. Hemmen at the other end, double team, can't get the turnaround jumper, kicks it to Haynes. Haynes tries to force it inside, got away, but Fernandez is there, put it up and in, and she'll be fouled. We've seen that a lot tonight, too. When the ball doesn't end up in the hands it's supposed to, there's always a teammate there for both of these squads. And this time, Jessica Fernandez picks up the loose ball and scores, draws the foul, and we'll have a chance here at the three-point play. The foul was called on Tabitha Anderson, her second. The free throw is no good. An offensive rebound by Bergstrom. Kicks it out for a three-pointer by Haynes. It's no good. Berg will grab the rebound. And up the floor comes Brooks. Brooks stops at the three-point line on the right wing in front of the SEM bench. Now dribbles it back up between the circles. Try to lob it into Berg. Hemmen comes around and knocks it away and gets the steal. Now Shelby looking up the floor, and her pass to Haynes is behind her and stolen away. Picking it up, Brooks. Now Brooks leaves it on the sideline on the way up. Might have dribbled it on somebody's foot that was actually setting out of bounds. There's not a lot of room here between the bench and the floor. Amherst will get the ball at midcourt. 41-29 SEM, 5.5 to go, third quarter. And Amherst trying to be patient here, get a bucket, cut this thing down to 10. Up top, Haynes, Hemmen at the high post, steps through, kicks it back out to Kylie. Right side, Klingelhofer. Into the corner they go, Tabenheim, who's well covered against this zone. Now a jumper by Haynes from 16 is up and in. Good ball movement, took the open shot and hit it. It's now 41-31. The 16-point lead has been carved down to 10. Again, Sarah Simmons out for the Mustangs. An apparent sprained ankle in the last minute of the first half as Anderson comes into the baseline. Nice bounce pass off the dribble to Berg, and Megan finally missed one. It went all the way around and out, and Hemmen has her eighth rebound. Up the floor comes Shelby, tries to force her way through, and they're going to call a foul on SEM. Hemmen was a little out of control that time, and Tabitha Anderson has picked up her third personal foul. Amherst ball underneath the hoop. Kylie Haynes into the corner. Quick shot, Tabenheim from 13. No good. Rebound yanked down by Nyssa Brown. That'll be her fifth, and it's stolen away right underneath the hoop by Haynes, who puts it up and in. Kylie Haynes with the steal. It's an eight-point game. They steal the inbound pass again. Haynes puts it up, and they're going to call a foul underneath on Nyssa Brown. SEM with five turnovers here in 3.5 minutes, and Coach Ron Long wants the timeout. So Coach Long says we need to slow it down. An 8-0 run being put on right now by Amherst with 4:31 to go in the third quarter of play. SEM 41, Amherst 33 on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And And welcome back to SEM, where ball game is starting to get a little tighter. Once again, Amherst, who has come from behind a lot this year, trying to do it again, and at the line to shoot to Kylie Haynes out of the timeout. First free throw up and in. Five of the quarter, seven of the game for Haynes, and it is 41-34. And in for the Mustangs is going to be Bailey Swanson, and checking out Miranda Pierce. Sarah Simmons now runs back out onto the court here and running pretty good. The free throw is up, and it is in. So Haynes hits them both. Simmons was out in the first half, and SEM did well without her. Trouble in the backcourt. It's stolen away, putting the shot up. No good by Klingelhofer. Offensive rebound. Fernandez back up and in. And SEM not able to get that ball into Anderson and clear it out for her like they were in the first half. And Coach Long is talking with Sarah Simmons, making sure she's ready. And they're going to sub her in, but they quickly got the ball to the free throw line. And the free throw line is up and in, or the free throw is up and in by Fernandez. And now back in Sarah Simmons, but she's just going to throw it in. Numerous turnovers and layups here in this run for Amherst. Baseball pass they throw over the top of it. Anderson runs it down, takes it to the hoop, missed the short jumper. Rebound, Brooks grabbed it but fell down, and out of bounds it goes. Getting down the floor with some good defense that time was Fernandez again. Jessica with the good hustle. 41-38. It was a 16-point lead earlier this quarter, and now it is three down low. They try to get it underneath to Fernandez. Kick it back out to Haynes in the corner. Goes out of bounds. Stays with Amherst. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Amherst has put up 15 points to SEM's four. Amherst ball trying to force it into Hammond, who makes a great catch at the rim on the way up. No good. Got her own rebound. Back up and in. Has a dangerous pass to Hammond, and she made a heck of a catch. And look out. It is 41-40. A 15-point run here this third quarter to cut it to one. Now, can Sarah Simmons get involved in the ball game now that she's back in? With it is Brooks. Back out Simmons. Simmons scored 15 points before she went out of the ball game. Swings it over to Brown. Amherst getting it down into Berg, trying to close her off. Hammond, fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound, Brown trying to save it, and does. Good job by Nyssa Brown, knocking away some of the Amherst Broncos. Right now, SEM just needs some points. Fadeaway jumper, Simmons comes up short, no good. Hammond has the rebound. And here's an outlet pass into the front court to Haynes. Didn't like the number. She's going to hold it. Kick it over on the right wing to Klingelhofer. Into the corner for a 19-footer that is no good. Offensive rebound brought down Fernandez, and Jessica is fouled on the putback. It's like a hot potato out there. Nobody's holding on to the ball very long. They're getting it up towards the rim. And this is the third trip to the line in this quarter for Jessica Fernandez. She's one of two with all five of her points here. And the first free throw rattles in and out, no good. The foul on Nyssa Brown was her second. Five fouls already this half on SEM, none on Amherst, which is a little different than what we saw in the first half. Still a chance to tie the game here for Fernandez. It's on the way and in, and we are tied at 41. 41-41 after the ball game was 39-23. It is an 18-2 run by Amherst, and we still have 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Anderson brings the ball up the floor. Left side of the key, now Simmons on the left wing. Guarded by Klingelhofer. Drives and dishes it out to Anderson. Comes into the paint, puts the runner up. Partially blocked by Bergstrom. Ball trying to be saved, and Bergstrom couldn't quite grab it before she lost her balance out of bounds. So SEM will get another chance. But SEM must get some points here. They are struggling offensively. Lob it into Brooks. She'll take the three on the inbound. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound, Simmons. 10-footer, up, no good. Rebound, Anderson, and she'll be fouled. Plenty of offensive looks in this game. We'll send Tabitha Anderson to the line. Her only 2 points have been from the charity stripe. The foul was on Mackenzie Bergstrom, the first of the half on Amherst, and the free throw is no good. 41-all with 2:30 to go here in the third quarter of play. It was 39-23 Amherst. Second free, or SEM, excuse me. SEM was up 16. Anderson will hit the second one and finally moves the score on the home side, 42-41. Into the left-hand corner, Haynes on the low block. They're going to get it down low. Turnaround jumper. Berg blocks Bergstrom, and a foul on Amherst. As the ball was being fought for, they're going to call one on the red and white. Megan Berg holding her ground on the low post, able to swat that one away. The foul is on Kylie Haynes, her second. And Amherst is backing off the pressure now with Sarah Simmons back in the game. Tabitha Anderson will bring the ball into the front court. SEM has seven turnovers, make it eight. It's stolen away, going in for the layup. Missing it that time was Tobenheim, and it goes out of bounds to Amherst. That's the seventh turnover of this quarter. And a substitution, Jessica Fernandez. Five of those seven turnovers led to some easy points for Amherst. Bronco ball underneath their own hoop. Set a couple of screens, end up lobbing it all the way out to Tobenheim. Three-point land. Simmons keeping an eye on her. Into the corner they'll go to Jessica Fernandez. Forces her way into the paint. Ball knocked away by Brooks. Going to get a jump ball. No, we're going to get a foul. The ball was stolen away by Sarah Simmons, and Amherst turns it over for the third time and then is also called for the foul, trying to grab it back on Mackenzie Bergstrom. So a couple of quick ones on her. Just two, though, in the game. A minute 50 to go here in quarter number three. 42-41 SEM in our girls' ball game. It's been a dandy, seen a little bit of everything. But so far, SEM struggling on this third quarter, trying to force it over to Simmons. Grabs it all by herself on the right wing. Decides to dribble out of there. Back up top of the left hand, gives it to Anderson. She comes off the pick into the paint. 10-foot pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound goes sailing over the head of Swanson and into the hands of Fernandez, who pushes it up the floor. Didn't have the number, so she'll slow it down. Try to get it on the low block, and they're going to call Anderson stepping through Mackenzie Bergstrom. And that is the fourth foul on Tabitha Anderson, the point guard for this Mustang ball club. Shelby Hammond returns for Amherst. And checking in for the Mustangs, Brown and Anderson will check out. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Got to wait for somebody to get off the floor, though, because they had six girls. So Tobenheim out as Hammond came in. They look for Hammond in the corner. Three-point land, drives, left side of the key, kicks it out top for a three-pointer, Haynes. This one is no good, and the rebound brought down by the Mustangs, Nyssa Brown, her seventh of the ball game. Give it to Simmons. Simmons has not scored. I think it's only taken one shot since she came back into the ball game. Give and go back to Sarah. Left hand, put that up, no good. Hammond with the rebound. She's got 11 in the game. Under a minute to go, third quarter, 42-41 SEM. Katie Klingelhofer swings it left side. Skip pass Fernandez, drives the baseline. Eight-footer, no good. Hammond punched the ball out of bounds. It'll be SEM's with 44 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. But it's been an 18-5 run here in the quarter for Amherst. SEM tries to break the press with a long pass, but nobody will shoot it. Simmons, three-point land left side. High post to Berg. Back to Sarah. Open look at a three is on the way. That is too strong over everything. And the ball is kicked out to Katie Klingelhofer, and she's off to the races. She'll put the runner up off the glass and score. 5 points for Klingelhofer, and Amherst has the lead. 43-42 after being down 16 in this quarter. Top of the circle with it is Deidre Brooks. 10 seconds. 5 second count on. Needs some help. Gives it over on the wing to Swanson, and then it's stolen away by Hammond, and Amherst will not get a shot away. That is the end of the third quarter of play, but what a quarter it was for the Amherst Lady Broncos. They've been comeback kids all year long. They came back from 15 against Gibbon to win it by one. They were down 16 here in the third quarter, and they are now in the lead. At the end of three, Amherst 43, SEM 42 on Classic Hits.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
As a proud supporter of the community, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning in Sumner would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Slyker Heating and Air in Sumner.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Stryker Tractor Service is a proud supporter of all the athletes in tonight's game. Stryker Tractor Service is the only name you need to know for great service in your area. Good luck, team, from Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
Amherst will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Put the shot up, it won't go. Rebound brought down, a jump. Fernandez and Sarah Simmons, and so the arrow points the way of SEM. As we're underway here in the fourth quarter of play, 43-42 Amherst. SEM trying to set up the pick for Simmons. Top of the key, three is nothing but net. 18 points for Sarah Simmons, and it's 45-43 in favor of the Mustangs. Both teams running the floor quickly. Fernandez in the paint, blocked out of there by Berg. Berg knocked it away. Mustangs have it. It's going to be Simmons, one on three. Left baseline, nothing to do, so she kicks it up to Anderson. High post, Berg tries to lob it down low for Brown, and it's going to be knocked away. The steal made by Mariah Tobenheim. 19 turnovers for the Mustangs, and Amherst trying to get it down quickly to Hemmen, throws it away, and that'll be their 12th. Amherst is led in scoring by Shelby Hemmen with 12 points, and then it's very balanced after that. Haynes, 8, Tobenheim, 7, all in the first quarter. Fernandez, 6, all last quarter. Katie Klingelhofer, 5. For SEM, Megan Berg, 18. Sarah Simmons, 18. Berg, top of the circle. Brown didn't know the pass was coming. It's run down there anyway, though, by Simmons. Back out to Berg, right side of the key. Mustangs by 2. Simmons trying to drive the baseline. There's nowhere to go. Megan gives it to Anderson. Free throw line jumper. Tabitha can't get it. Offensive rebound. Hits the bottom of the iron on the putback. But then Simmons has it to Berg. They'll kick it down slow, trying to force it in again to Brown. A lot of contact, ball loose, timeout, SEM. They will have two remaining. They save the possession by calling the timeout. 6:31 to go in the ball game. SEM 45, Amherst 43. We're back to Sumner in 1 minute.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Stryker Tractor Service is a proud supporter of all the athletes in tonight's game. Stryker Tractor Service is the only name you need to know for great service in your area. Good luck, team, from Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
Along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Sumner. Conference tournament begins next week, Saturday. They play the play-in games at Amherst. Amherst, the top seed, will host the Axtell Pleasanton winner Monday at 7:30 here on Classic Hits. SEM will be at Amherst as well, playing Elm Creek at 6 on Monday, and we'll have that for you as Megan Berg missed one in the paint, and the rebound brought down by Jessica Fernandez. So we'll see both of these teams again on Monday. Fernandez dishes it into the corner. Open jumper. Haynes can't get the 10-footer to go. Ball tipped and falls into the hands of Sarah Simmons. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, 45. Amherst, 43. Simmons up top off a couple of picks. Here's a three. Anderson, too strong. And the rebound brought down by Mariah Tobenheim. Right now, kind of changing up their offense, running off a lot of picks here against that man-to-man, and the shot at the other end, Fernandez, is too strong. Another rebound for Simmons. I've got her for 9. One rebound short of the double-double, and she missed most of that third quarter with that ankle sprain. Down low, give and go. Anderson missed the short jumper. The ones that were going in the first half are not going anymore for the Mustangs. And another one and done. Fernandez, Jessica's 6th rebound of the ball game. Up top, they'll go Klingelhofer. 16-footer, good. And Katie Klingelhofer has tied the ball game at 45 with the first bucket of the fourth quarter for Amherst. 5:15 to go in the game. Anderson into the front court, dribbles into the screen, gives it off to Simmons. Again, remember, Anderson has 4 fouls for SEM. And for Amherst, they got a couple of players that had some trouble, but right now just one with 3 as the shot's no good, and Hemmen has the rebound. The 3 fouls are on Mariah Tobenheim. And right now, Katie Klingelhofer has the ball. Amherst a chance to regain the lead. Tobenheim with it to Klingelhofer. Skip pass left-hand corner to Haynes. To Hemmen. Comes off a screen. Puts the runner up. No good. All red underneath. Klingelhofer has the rebound. Takes the jumper from the outside. It's no good. Ball tapped around. Anderson grabbed it. We've got a tie-up. The arrow points the way of Amherst as Klingelhofer and Anderson were tied up with 4:37 to go, the alternate possession. Brooks returns to the lineup here for the Mustangs, and Anderson didn't know she was supposed to check out. Getting a little tense down there. Of course, remember, if you just joined us, SEM was up 16 in the third quarter. Three-pointer off the inbounds play. Mariah Tobenheim couldn't get it to go. Another rebound for Jessica Fernandez. Kicks it out to Klingelhofer. No good. Rebound brought down by Bailey Swanson. It was 39-23 Mustangs early third quarter, and Amherst caught up and took the lead. Now we're tied at 45, and here's a steal in the front court by Haynes. Haynes, two-on-one, gets it to the trailer, who walks Mariah Tobenheim. The pass was behind her, and instead of being able to slow down, she tried to grab it and keep going, and it got stuck on her back ear there, and she couldn't get it around off the ear and walked with the ball. Swanson out, Anderson back in. Full court pressure. This was a 20-17 game after one. Obviously, things have slowed down quite a bit. In fact, for SEM, they still only have 8 points this entire half, and we're 4 minutes to go in the game. Here comes Simmons, left baseline, fade away, and blocking that shot, Katie Klingelhofer hung with her the whole way. Outlet pass to the other end. Fernandez underneath, dropped the ball, got it back, has it blocked out of bounds by Simmons. Amherst was just so excited to get that shot off so quick that they made the mistake of dropping the ball. Amherst has it anyway, though, on the inbounds to Tobenheim. Dribbles to the left side to Haynes. Down to the low block. They knew they were going to get it to Hemmen, and Anderson stepped in front and made the steal. Nice defensive play there by the Mustangs, and Tabitha Anderson is doing a great job as she comes down the middle of the lane, and then poking it away from behind is Mariah Tobenheim. SEM turnover troubles here in the second half. Amherst outlet pass. Hemmen's wide open. Layup good. 14 for Shelby Hemmen. 47-45 Amherst. 3:20 to go in the ball game. The only points here in the fourth quarter for SEM was a Sarah Simmons three, and Amherst only has 4 points themselves. And the clock just continues to run. Brooks with it. Throws over the top here, this Amherst defense. To Anderson, can't get the shot away. Now comes into the paint, takes the jumper. Lost the handle, no good. Ball is going to be saved underneath to Megan Berg, who scores. Hemmen tried to throw it into a teammate, and it ended up in Megan Berg's lap right underneath the hoop for an easy bucket, and she now has 20 points, tied at 47. Timeout situation, Amherst 4, 2 for SEM. Klingelhofer fires a 3, no good. Simmons has her 10th rebound to go with 18 points here for the Mustangs. Crunch time here as the Mustangs try to pull the upset at home. And they could face in the semifinals of the conference tournament next Thursday at the Viero Event Center. Try to get it into Simmons. Stepping in front, deflecting it, and then getting the steal. Katie Klingelhofer and Amherst wants a timeout. Katie Klingelhofer has played a whale of a basketball game here tonight. They put her on Simmons, and she has slowed her down here in the second half, and she's made quite a few steals as well. 2:23 to go in the ball game. Timeout Amherst. We're tied at 47.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, and Eddyville and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. As always, thanks to our many fine sponsors. We've had an exciting one here, a little bit of everything. Offense, defense, big lead, big comeback, and it's 47 all with 2:20 to go. Amherst has it here on the SEM floor. Klingelhofer, free throw line jumper, up, no good. Now, was it deflected? They say no. Just good defense. It was an air ball. It went out of bounds, and the officials looked at each other and said, nope, was not touched, and so it'll be SEM ball. And trying to set some picks in the backcourt so Deidre Brooks can bring it across the timeline. And she does. Comes to the left wing looking for Anderson. Still got the dribble. Guarded by Haynes. Good crossover. Puts the shot up. Blocked by him. And Shelby's second block grabs the loose ball. Outlet pass to Haynes. Haynes pushes the ball up the floor. Four on two. Lobs it into him and deflected. Caught. She's in a little trouble. Tries to make room. Throws the shot up. No good. Way to stand the ground there by Brown and Berg. And Brown will get the rebound. A minute 40 to go. We're still tied at 47. Brooks into the front court here for SEM. Looking to try and find Simmons, and we're going to get a hand check foul over there on Haynes. That'll be the third on Kylie. It will be the fourth team foul of the half. SEM's been whistled for six. SEM throws it in front of their own bench to Berg, right back to Brooks. I think they were looking for her to get a three, but she was a little far away. She just kind of stepped in and didn't come towards the ball. So they'll set up their half-court offense with a minute 20 to go. Berg has it at the top of the circle. Hemmen right out on her. Give and go back to Berg. Puts the shot up. It's blocked away again by Shelby Hemmen. And Amherst has the basketball. A minute 10 to go. We're still tied as Klingelhofer brings it into the front court. Left side. Taubenheim for a three. It's short. No good. Rebound. Boxing out the shooter is Nissa Brown. She's got 10 boards to Sarah Simmons. Under a minute to go. What does Coach Ron Long want his girls to do? Take a shot or try and milk the clock for the last one? Over to Brooks. 48 seconds to go. Holds the ball down to Berg. Fade away over him and it's up and in. Megan Berg with 22 points. 49-47 SEM. Long outlet pass to Haynes. Down to Hammond. Berg's waiting for her. Hammond walked with the basketball. Wave off. She missed his shot anyway. She just about walked last time, and this time Berg made the bucket, hustled to the other end. She's in a little bit of pain right now, and Amherst has called the timeout, but what a series there for the 6-foot senior post player, Megan Berg. SEM has the ball with 34 seconds remaining. Amherst has called the timeout. Your score, SEM 49 and Amherst 47. A reminder, the boys' game is still to come. And then the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament next week. The girls' games on Saturday at Amherst. It'll be Overton, Wilcox, Hildreth at 2, Axtell, Pleasanton at 5:30. On Monday night at Amherst, 6 o'clock, SEM will play Elm Creek. 7:30, Amherst will play the Axtell Pleasanton winner. Monday night at Loomis, the 6 o'clock game will be Eustace Farnham against Elwood, and Loomis will play the Wilcox Hildreth Overton winner at 7:30. Boys action on Saturday at 3:45, Elwood against Wilcox Hildreth, and at 7:15, Amherst will host Axtell. We'll talk more about the boys a little bit later, but right now full court pressure going to be applied by Amherst. They've forced a lot of turnovers. They need one here. Baseball pass to the other end. They overthrow Anderson. She grabs it. The ball's loose. She came back in. She dives on it. And let's see what the officials are going to call. There's a foul, and it's on Amherst. It's on Amherst. They overthrew it. Anderson didn't look like she was going to get to it. She goes flying into the wall, saves it. The ball's bouncing around off a couple of players, and she comes right back on the court, dives on it, and saves it. And it ends up being a foul on Jessica Fernandez, her first, but only the 15th foul. So Amherst will be on defense. SEM ball underneath the hoop. Up by two, 30 seconds to go. They get it to Simmons. No need to take a shot. They just want to play keep away, and Amherst has a foul to give, so they need to foul. And there it is. Nissa Brown was trying to get somebody to pass to. It was almost to a point of a turnover. But Jess Fernandez commits the foul. So that's the sixth team foul. The next foul sends them to the line. 21 seconds remaining. We are tied. It's 49-47 SEM, and they have the ball. Try to get it into Simmons. Dangerous pass, but she caught it. Back over to Brooks. 18 seconds to go. And there's a foul. I would have thought you want Simmons with the ball. They get it to Brooks. She is fouled by Kylie Haynes. That is her fourth with 16 seconds remaining in the game. And at the line, Deidre Brooks for her first free throw attempt of the night. She has 6 points. 49-47 SEM. And Brooks with the free throw on the way, and it is bouncing around, no good. Hammond has the rebound. A 2 to tie, a 3 to win. The clock down to 12. Hammond gets the ball, leans in, and a foul going to be called. SEM thought they were going to get the walk, but a foul called with 7.5 seconds remaining. Coach Long thought it was a walk. Hammond will go to the line to try and tie it with 2 free throws. And I'm going to tell you one thing. That clock, for as fast as they got up the floor, it went from 15.9 to 12.3 in the time span of about a second. Because they went right down the floor, didn't mess with anything, and 8.5 seconds is what it took. And they're saying that Tabitha Anderson committed the foul, and that is her fifth. And that is huge, especially if this game would happen to go to overtime. Tabitha fouls out with 7 seconds to go. 7.5, 3 points, 3 rebounds. But now Hammond needs 2 free throws to tie the game, and the first one is good. 15 points for Shelby Hammond, 49-48. And SEM's going to use a timeout right here. They will have one remaining. 7.6 seconds remaining in the ball game. SEM 49, Amherst 48. Shelby Hammond has a free throw to tie it when we come back on Classic Hits.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. We have been rolling right along in this ball game, and it comes down to Shelby Hammond with 7.5 seconds remaining. She made the first free throw. She is awaiting her second free throw, needing it to tie the game. SEM leads Amherst 49-48. SEM was up 16 in the second half. SEM does have a timeout, whether she makes or misses this, but we've seen some offensive rebounds, so be aware of that. We're ready to go. Hammond's got the basketball. Her second free throw to tie the game. It's up. It's no good. The rebound is loose. Picked up by Haynes. Puts it up, blocked. Melee. Hammond shot. No good. And time will not expire. We got a foul. 1 second to go. Amherst had 2 looks in traffic and a foul on the Broncos. Oh, what a melee underneath. It looked like Shelby Hammond was going to get that put back after Mariah Tobenheim got the initial one. And now there's just 1 second left, and Megan Berg will go to the line to shoot a 1-and-1. Even if she misses, Amherst would have to call a quick timeout or heave at the length of the floor. The free throw is no good. Rebound brought down. Shot from three-quarters court is no good. And this basketball game is over. Amherst came back from 16 down but could not hold the lead. And SEM gets back in the win column with a 49-48 win over the Amherst Lady Broncos. The top seed in next week's FKC tournament has their 7-game winning streak snapped just before they head into conference. In fact, they'd won 9 of their last 10. As we said, the only loss was to Kearney Catholic in the championship game of their holiday tournament. Kearney Catholic is ranked 9th this week in C1, and Amherst only lost that game by 4. So what a big win for SEM tonight to get the job done here at home. 49-48, the Mustangs improved to 11-6, and we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute on KKPR Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody!
advice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back to SEM High School, and this is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin because they've got all the gear you need for basketball, wrestling, would you believe, baseball and softball. Yeah, the new styles of gloves and bats are coming in, and you can check the catalog for your team uniforms for the upcoming season. Misco Sports on the brinks in the downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look at the numbers we had of the ball game tonight. We will start with the Amherst Lady Broncos. Seven players scored. Six of them scored in the first quarter, and it stayed pretty balanced throughout. Shelby Heaven ends up leading the way again tonight for the Broncos. 15 points, 14 rebounds, three block shots, and remember, she only played 3 minutes in the first quarter because of two quick fouls. Colby Klingelhofer had 2 points in the ball game. Jessica Fernandez, 6 points, seven rebounds. Mariah Tobenheim, 7 points, but they were all in the first quarter. She had 4 rebounds. Katie Klingelhofer, 7 points, 5 rebounds, and a blocked shot. She had a solid, solid game tonight. Crystal Fernandez had a rebound. Kylie Haynes had 8 points, and Mackenzie Bergstrom, 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. 12 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half, and part of that's because Hammond was able to play a lot more. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 5 of 7 in the second half, but obviously the last one that was missed by Hammond was going to be the one that's remembered, but a big one there that just didn't go in for Shelby. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter, and then Amherst never made another one. They were 2 of 6 in the first half and 0 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Amherst had 23 points at halftime, 25 points in the second half. Problem was, 17 were in the first, 20 were in the third, and then they had 6 in the second and 5 in the fourth. And for Amherst, they'll finish with 48 points, 33 rebounds, 6 out of 9 at the free throw line, 2 of 11 from 3-point land, 5 block shots, 14 turnovers, and Amherst has their 7-game winning streak snapped. They'll fall to 12-4 on the season, and they will be at home on Monday night in the Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinals when they host the Axtell Pleasanton winner at 7:30 right here on Classic Hits. We'll look at the final numbers for SEM right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Now's the time to get in touch with your Pioneer sales professional to learn more about our early pay savings program options. You can choose from more than one payment period, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll see the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before January 21st to take advantage of Pioneer's next early pay incentive. For more information, contact your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Sumner, and Amherst. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Mustangs. Only 4 players scored tonight, and again, the big two, Berg and Simmons, got the job done. And as we said, Hammond missed some time for Amherst. Well, Simmons missed some time for SEM. She twisted her ankle with a minute to go in the second quarter and then didn't get back in the game until about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and SEM never could get some offense generated in the second half. Here's how it broke down. Deidre Brooks, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Tabitha Anderson, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Bailey Swanson, 2 rebounds. Nissa Brown didn't score, but she had 10 rebounds in the game. And then the big two, Sarah Simmons, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, and Megan Berg, a game-high 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks. 19 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half, free throw shooting 4 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half, 3-point shooting for the Mustangs, 3 of 5 of the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half, turnovers 10 in the first half, and 12 in the second half. SEM poured in 37 first half points, but were held to just 12 in the second half. It was one more than they needed, 49 points, 36 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from 3-point land, 4 blocks and 22 turnovers, as SEM improves to 11-6 with a 49-48 win over Amherst. SEM has to go to Amherst on Monday night as the fourth seed of the conference tournament. They'll play Elm Creek at 6 o'clock right here on Classic Hits 98.9. There's a chance these teams could meet again next Thursday night in the first semifinal at the Viero Event Center. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center can take care of your youth wrestler. Hey, you got two great wrestling programs here as well. Amherst second, SEM fourth in this week's Class D rankings. If you want to get your kids started, get them geared up for youth wrestling, they've got ASICs, Brute, Matman, and Adidas singlets, headgear, knee pads, and shoes at Misco Sports. Open late on Thursdays. They're there till 8 o'clock for you tonight on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll see if the boys' game can live up to anything as close as this girls' game, as SEM able to snap the seven-game winning streak of Amherst, 49-48. For our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll be back in about 15 minutes to get you ready for the boys' game here on Classic Hits 98.9.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast.